Welcome back to SaskTel Center. First intermission of tonight's Game 1 of a best-of-7 Eastern Conference semifinal between the Saskatoon Blades and the Red Deer Rebels. And it's time for The Other Side, a presentation of Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. The head coach of the Red Deer Rebels joins me, and it's Dave Struch, of all people, who comes to the Rebels on March the 2nd, essentially. March the 1st, I guess, was when the move was made, but takes over the team on March the 2nd. And here you have your team in round two of the playoffs against the Saskatoon Blades. What a riot and whirlwind this has been over the last 6 weeks.
Well, I was going to use the whirlwind word. So, yeah, it has been. It's not chaos isn't the word, but congested, lots of things going on, obviously, with my family in Regina, making the move from Notre Dame to where I'm, you know, where I feel really comfortable and being a head coach in the Western Hockey League again.
You've shuffled around a little bit. I mean, you were in Everett, you went to Notre Dame, you're here now. You're becoming a bit of a coaching nomad. You'd like to be able to settle in one place, I'm sure.
You know what? I was so fortunate for 16 years. I got to spend 8 years in Saskatoon, which, you know, is hard to come by when you spend that much time in one place. And then again in Regina for 8 years. So still growing, learning, and trying to find my way back to the bench. And I was fortunate to get an opportunity here this year with Red Deer, and we've had a little bit of success to this point, but we hope to have more.
How did it come about?
Well, just being a part of Sask First, watching young minor hockey. Sean Sutter approached me at Sask First and just asked if something like this ever came up, would I be willing to take it over? And I said, yeah, I would entertain the opportunity. A couple of weeks later, it came to fruition, and here I am.
Pretty easy transition?
It was. It was something that, you know, with the Sutter family, we all know what the Rebel identity is. And for me, getting there, I that's the way I coach. I believe in structure, work ethic, being relentless. You know, obviously, we all talk about, you know, there's certain teams in the Western Hockey League that have their identity. Mm-hmm. The Red Deer Rebels have always had the same makeup model because of the Sutter family and Brent and the way that he's built that program. So for me, getting in there was an easy transition as far as the hockey goes. Mm-hmm. Getting to where we are, we're still learning and growing every day. I hope there's more to come from us, and I believe there is.
So you haven't reinvented the wheel here. You've tweaked a little bit of what you have in your back pocket into what they do here.
Yeah, you know what? It wasn't about a whole bunch of change. I think it was more about consistency, preparation. The way that we practice, the way that we do things every day is what prepares us for the games. I think that that's been the most important thing in the transition, and it's given us a good working relationship between myself, the coaching staff, and the players. It was a feeling that it was something that they wanted, and we're, like I said, we're still growing, and hopefully we can get some more wins together.
I'm speaking with Red Deer Rebels head coach Dave Struch on the other side in the first intermission. So one period of play has gone by the time we run this, David, and I know what you're hoping will happen in period number one, but what are you hoping for sure will happen in period number one tonight?
Well, one of the things that, when we look back to our Medicine Hat series, they're a younger, skilled group, similar to what Saskatoon was last year, and we didn't get off to the starts every game as we the right starts. So we hope to start on time tonight. I think that that's the most important thing. And when you start on time, you can gain some momentum. We know that it's not going to be all our momentum. So we know the team we're up against is highly skilled right through, forward, back end. So we're going to have to be ready. But, you know, staying even keeled right off the hop here is going to be a good crowd. And we expect them to come out and start on time as well.
History isn't worth the paper it's written on. You've got 14 guys on your roster who know what happened in round two of the series last year against the Blades. That may be a good motivator for some of your guys, is it not?
No, I think that when you think back to that, I think you have to take that experience and learn from it. It's like anything. If you don't correct some of the mistakes, if you don't learn from the mishaps, the failures, you don't get to have the little victories along the way, the little successes. So I hope that we learned from last year. And like I said, if we get off to a good start, we make sure that we maintain that throughout.
Good to see you, my old roommate. It's going to be fun to get a chance to speak with you on a night-to-night basis in this series for as long as it lasts. All the best to you tonight.
I'll enjoy it just the same, Les.
There you go. Dave Struch is the head coach of the Red Deer Rebels. Joining me on the other side, brought to you by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. Stay tuned. Highlight montage coming your way next, along with the game summary, including the pre-con limited shot clock. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Playoff Hockey on CJWW.